No, there are different traditions telling us that at some time Hazrat Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited one surah and another surah. So you can't fix it like that. The Holy Quran in general encourages you to recite a portion of the Holy Quran which is available to you. That is, you remember that. So it doesn't fix any particular portion and encourages more to be recited. But some traditionalists tell us that during a certain time, Hazrat Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited Surah Fil. During another time, he recited another surah. And the difference between the size of the surah varied so much that in the morning prayer, it is recorded that once he said prayers, choosing the surah so long that it was almost the daybreak when he finished the prayer, starting early and finishing at close to the daybreak. That would mean that it would be about an hour or so long prayer. And the traditionalists also tell us that at other occasions, he chose the shortest of surahs for the morning prayer, which are generally supposed to be longer than the rest of the prayers. And he recited Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun in the first rakah and Qul Huwallahu Ahad in the second one. And some traditionalists have counted it and said that it happened 28 times during the lifetime of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some say there is no fixed time, but he occasionally did it. Why? Because he wanted to establish one thing, that from man to man, from situation to situation, from people to people, from season to season, things may differ. So I would set the two extremes, and in between everything is good. You can do whatever you please, nobody has a right to object against you. If you say a shorter surah according to your own requirements and inclinations in the morning, because I would have said the shortest before you, no Muslim would have a right to raise his finger against you. And if you recite a long surah, still you will have my authority to quote. That on the strength of that tradition, where Hazrat Rasool is told to have recited that surah, I am doing it and nobody could object. So in fact he was fixing the four walls and giving us more elbow room to practice Islam according to our own needs and inclinations.